Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for March the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founders are absolutely brilliant. And the solution to the problems we face, indeed, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Man, we got a row to hoe today. The mainstream press showing their colors once again. We'll take them on like never before. The new media has taken center stage. They don't know what to do about it. They're freaking out. And we're going to go ahead and continue to ratchet up this discussion and see if they can handle it. Welcome to the broadcast. Yesterday on the show, just a quick recap for your listening enjoyment. It is available in archives at libertyroundtable.com or on your Roku player. You can download it. You can listen to it. I'm sure the FBI even has a copy. They love to listen to Liberty Roundtable. Did you know that? Just saying. All right. Anyway, I digress. I'm telling you, though, that we talked about a bunch of things yesterday. Brought to you in part by thepowermall.com and brought to you in part by givemelibertyfund.com. Now, our guest was Donald Trump Jr. yesterday. That is the son of the Donald. And it was a great interview. I was part of it. Kirk Crosby was part of it. James Edwards was part of it. And we'll get into that. We also said yesterday, today is Super Tuesday, and there's voting in 11 state primaries, 5 caucuses, hundreds of thousands of votes at stake. That was Russia today. Trump and Clinton expected to win big. We asked if there was any predictions. James Edwards said that, you know what, Trump's going to roll, might lose Texas, but other than that, do well. Kirk predicted Trump won Texas. I did not make any predictions. I just kind of laid low. You know, I'm kind of chicken to tell my point of view. I'm just kidding. I've articulated before that I think Trump will be manipulated by the mainstream. They will absolutely have their way. Remember, they own the media and they can print unlimited money. They make the rules. We talked about Republican Nebraska senator named Ben Sasse. He was elected as a so-called conservative Tea Party guy, but he's urging conservatives to go ahead and vote third party if Trump should be the nominee. Wow, so these guys that have all been against third parties now, they're pushing for a third party, huh? Good luck with that, Ben. In off-the-record meeting, Trump, they say, reportedly told the New York Times how he really feels about immigration. That was from the Blaze, Glenn Beck's group. Romney calls on Trump to allow the New York Times to release the transcript of the off-record meeting. Okay, why don't we do that, Mr. Romney, but why don't we release all the transcripts of your off-the-record meetings to my friend? I didn't think so. Trump's message, quote, resonates with, quote, white supremacists, says the New York Times. We're going to talk about white supremacists on the radio today, okay? A new GOP is born. Regardless of nominee, Trump's surge, marks the death rattle of the establishment, Pat Buchanan says. And boy, is he, he's aggressive in his statements there. I don't know if it's the death rattle. Remember, they still print money, and they still own the media, okay? That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. James Edwards was with us. Second hour, we talked about Donald Trump Jr. offers to buy airfare for celebrities who would flee the United States over President Trump. Yeah, good for Don Jr. He just says, y'all want to get out of here then? I'm going to go ahead and help you with your plane tickets. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. See ya. And good for Trump Jr. for that. Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. He's one of our white supremacist buddies. The problem is he's black and he's a Democrat. We're okay with both those things because he's our friend and because he stands for the truth. Anyway, he takes on the Black Lives Matter folks in Fox Nation. He says black lies matter too. You got to tell the truth. This isn't about black or white people. This is about America. Boy, is that right. Anyway, we talked about a Time reporter I guess, got choked and slammed to the ground in a Trump rally by a Secret Service officer. That's kind of getting crazy. Trump blames bad television earpiece for KKK comments. In other words, refusal to disavow. But then he turned around and disavowed. Who cares? Megyn Kelly confronts Mike Huckabee over Trump's, quote, KKK controversy. And I guess Huckabee asks if he believes that Trump is a racist. And he says he doesn't believe Donald Trump's a racist. And I would agree. By the way, what's that Kelly's lady's name? You know, Kelly? Her name starts with a K. I wonder if she's part of the KKK. I'm just kind of wondering because, you know, she's pretty hostile towards white men. I'm just saying. Jesse Ventura says if Sanders loses, I'll run. That's WorldNet Daily. Do you want Jesse? What do they call that? The body? Do you want the body in the mix with Donald? Wow. College demands females have what are called trans vaginal ultrasounds. It's kind of crazy. That's part of their university, what, responsibilities, I guess? You got to have one of them to graduate? Oh, boy, I don't even want to go into that. Well, wait a minute. The more I talk, the worse that gets. I'm leaving that alone. That was both hours of Liberty Roundtable Live, though, for yesterday. It is available on demand, like I said, on your Roku player and at LibertyRoundtable.com. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use today starts now, brought to you in part by ThePowerMall.com and GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
James Edwards with us as well.
Hello, Sam. Glad to be back. A lot of things can change in 24 hours, and a lot of things have happened since we last spoke, that's for sure.
The world, the blogosphere, the media is melting down. They're beside themselves, and primarily we'll get into the details of that coming up, but I first want to say they're beside themselves because Donald is doing so well. Here's the headlines. Here's the summary from Super Tuesday that I believe kind of takes the cake and the reason for their dismay. Trump on a roll. Racks up 7 Super Tuesday wins, ladies and gentlemen. Cruz holds his own. Takes Texas and Oklahoma and then shocks with an Alaska win. So Cruz is right in there. Trump got 7. Cruz got 3. Rubio won the Minnesota caucuses, loses 9 more states, drops to 1-13. The establishment candidates in meltdown, Rubio melting down, Bush already completely melted down. Poll, they say now, a new poll's coming out, and it says Ben Carson favored to be Trump's vice president. So they took a poll, and they say Carson's the most likely guy to be able to get that done. Carson even open. They asked him about it, and Carson says, yeah, I'm open to VP talks with the Donald. So now the racist is ready to take on black Ben Carson, but don't worry, he's an Uncle Tom, so maybe it's okay. I'm just not sure about that. Now Kasich got shut out by Trump in Vermont, winds up in last place, so good old John, he was hoping to do well, but it was an absolute failure for John. And Ben Carson did not get any states either, but now that he's being considered for a VP pick, and he actually has more support than Kasich, really, the guy that needs to bow out is Kasich, number one, because he's got nothing. And Rubio can't really win. I mean, he won a caucus in Minnesota, but he can't win any other states so far. The debate is what's going to happen in Florida. Now, the Trump gave a press conference last night and basically said, hey, I'm going to be spending a lot of time in Florida here now. And so the question is, can Rubio pick up his home state? Wait a minute. Is that his home state or is his home state Cuba? Where is his home state anyway? I guess he was born in the United States, but he delivers half of his messages in Spanish. All right, not half, but that's about as truthful as he's saying that Ted Cruz can't speak Spanish and Ted answers in Spanish, right? How does that all work, ladies and gentlemen? More Hispanics support Trump than Rubio and Cruz put together. And now they run around and say Trump's a racist, but yet, well, everybody's thinking Ben Carson might be the running mate. How does that all work, folks? And once you understand the lie of the mainstream press, their belligerent narrative, and once you have the cojones to take back the narrative, ladies and gentlemen, these people fall flat on their face and lose every time. But if you believe their lie, if you accept their false, deceptive narrative, if you allow them to play the race card, Trump with the race card, if you will, then you lose every time. Here's how the race card works. You are white and you are male, therefore you are a racist. There's no way to live it down. Spend the rest of your life denying that you're a racist so that we can laugh at you knowing full well you're not a racist, but we've now taken you off your game. You'll never gain any ground on anything else because you've been relegated to what? Not even a second-class citizen. The illegal has greater status than the, quote, white racist. We're going to talk about this because it's bogus. We're going to reject their narrative. We're going to stand on the truth, and we're going to do it on Liberty Roundtable Live. Got it? Hang tight. In seconds.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take on the mainstream press like never before. So the bottom line is, they're out of control. They paint this narrative. This is the mainstream press in bed with bureaucrats and politicians everywhere. They create this narrative that if you're a male and if you're white and if you are not afraid of who you are, then you're a racist, you're evil, and you're supposed to be able to never live that down. You've been put in the checkmate box, and the facts are you just need to shut up. You've been relegated to the trash heap of worthlessness, and therefore, because you're a racist, now not the truth, but according to them, then you know what? You don't have a say in anything. In fact, you don't even get scraps from the table, folks. That's how they are. That's how evil these people are. In fact, they give the illegal alien carte blanche, a pass in America, saying, you know what, they're undocumented immigrants. Never mind that they're illegally here. And they have a right to be here, and it's wrong for you and I to even question that. And that's really the crux of why a lot of people are supporting Trump. And the point that Trump is making about America, we've got to stop illegal activity, including immigration. Now, Trump alluded to, and many of us would agree that, you know what, if they create a legal way for them to come and they dot the I's and cross the T's and become Americans, hey, there's plenty of room last time I drove from Idaho to Texas. But that isn't the point. The point is we got to have immigration where the people learn to assimilate, where they learn to jettison their old country, and as immigrants of old, learn English and become Americans. Anyway, that's kind of the battle point and the battle cry, and now they're trying to paint Donald Trump as a racist, and here's the problem. They're going to try to paint you as a racist if you agree with us in any stretch of the imagination. Let me give you an example. David A. Clark Jr., a black man, agrees with us that it's not about race. Okay, that it's about being an American. And that race is this card they play. And so David A. Clark Jr., the good sheriff, goes against the Black Lives, as he calls it, or Black Lives Movement, because he says they're bogus. This is a lie. They're just playing the race card. They're just causing trouble. They're race baiters and trouble causers and et cetera, et cetera. Okay? Ben Carson agrees with that narrative primarily. Ben Carson and Donald Trump are considering being on the same ticket. I don't know if Trump will really do that or not. Time will tell. But I'm just making a point that Trump and Carson are friends. In fact, they've attacked each other the least of anybody. Nevertheless, the mainstream press just cannot stand the Super Tuesday wins for Trump. They just can't stand it. And so knowing of his wins coming up in Super Tuesday and now solidifying those wins has just ratcheted this to the new level like you wouldn't believe. All right? Now, James Edwards of the Political Cesspool radio program, syndicated by Liberty News Radio, the radio network that I own, good friend of mine. He's on the radio with us now. And the battle is this. James Edwards just wrote a piece on his own website. You can go to it, thepoliticalcesspool.org. And on that website, you can find this little post he wrote. It basically said, hey, we were fully credentialed. We had the opportunity to go to the Trump rally in Memphis, Tennessee. Last Saturday, I reported live on my radio program from it. It was an incredible event. We're supporting Trump because he wants to get a handle on immigration, one of the most important things in modern times to deal with. And I don't care if Trump disavows me or not. The fact is, Trump's doing a great job. I'm voting for Trump, in essence, is what James Edwards said. Media Matters, one of the, in my opinion, least credentialed organizations on the planet, along with the Southern Poverty Law Center and all their cronies, went absolutely berserk. They went crazy. And they foamed at the mouth and everything. They're nuts. And they wrote a takeout piece or a hit piece on James Edwards, basically saying, hey, this white supremacist radio talk show endorsed Trump, basically, and just got really a mutual scratching the back from Trump's organization, and this is how evil Trump is. And then they go into this litany of trying to define who James Edwards is and who the Political Cesspool radio talk show hosts are and what the show's about. And they pulled every trick, every lie, every manipulative belligerence out that they could possibly bring forward. And we're going to take it on. And I offer an open 2-hour radio nationally syndicated broadcast with yours truly, myself as the host, 2 hours long at my expense to the Media Matters maggots to come on the radio with me and talk about this openly and candidly. And I'll bet you $1,000 they don't have the guts. I'm going to repeat it at my expense, 2 hours long, $1,000 they won't do it. I'm offering them to come on the radio and discuss, to debate this with me. And I'm going to start out by asking the color of the person that takes the interview. Not because I care what color they are, but because I'm going to make some points with that reality. Nevertheless, they won't do it, but they can get a hold of me. My email address, libertyroundtable@gmail.com. I publicly give my email address out. I hope they don't hide behind their little story up there. But anyway, nevertheless, the battle is ratcheted into the stratosphere. And it has because of their lies, of their unfair manipulations, and their flat-out dishonesty. James Edwards, have I summarized it appropriately? Let's start there.
Sam, I think you got it. And, you know, what's happened today, and this will end up being...
You got to get up to your phone better somehow.
Okay.
There you go.
What's happened today is that this will end up becoming probably the biggest news story in the country for the next day, maybe couple. And we know how news cycles are. They come and they go like a hurricane, and it will blow over. Very disgusting, very sad to see how the national media is portraying our work. You know, what they do, and this is what they always do, and this is why the American public has such contempt for the media, for the establishment press. I have been in the public eye for 11 years. I've done over 1,000 radio shows. On my blog, there's 5 or 6,000 articles, entries, blurbs. And what they do is they go through it all, and they get paid to do that. They go through it all, 6,000 posts, thousands of radio hours, and they will pick 4 or 5 sentences, cherry-pick 4 or 5 sentences, most oftentimes completely out of context, and present that as one's entire life story. They present it as representative of one complete catalog of work. And that's what we're seeing here, Sam. Some of these crazy quotes. Of course, it's unfortunate, and it's disturbing. No one wants to be called these evil names. I mean, they have done just about the worst they could do. And
we're going to dig into the name calling and the belligerents in a second.
Okay.
But they have absolutely gone off the charts. Now, one of the charges that they make, their first statement about you is that you're a white supremacist, James. Now, the first thing I want to do is take on these labels about racist, white supremacist, and all these kind of things. I challenge any of these people to define a white supremacist and or a racist, because I'm submitting to you their manipulated labels are nothing but a social construct of their own making. Okay, first off, what is a white supremacist, James? If you are one, you should be able to tell me what that is.
Well, you know, that's the thing. There's no clear definition. I would imagine it's someone that's just seething with hate. I don't know if I've ever even met one. I mean, certainly they say anyone like me who is outspokenly in favor of his family. I am pro-white. It doesn't mean that I'm against anyone else. I tackle what I believe to be uncomfortable truth, and I might have a difference of opinion with other people on certain matters. But, hey, you know, this is something I wanted to, I didn't say this yesterday, Sam, but this is the truth. I don't know if we can track this person down, but right before the Trump event started yesterday, there was a rebel.
You mean on Saturday, yeah.
When I was there, there was a black journalist who couldn't get into the press pen because they had closed off entry because it was right before the speech was supposed to start. And nobody would help her get in, and she flagged me over. She said, you know, is there any way you can get in? I was running late, and they won't let me in. I went over. None of the other press would even talk to her. They thought that she wasn't legit. But I took the time to talk to her. She showed me her badge, and I said, well, I don't know what I can do. But I went over and I talked to her.
Hold on. We're going to tell this story, and we're going to try. This is not racist radio.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, The nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So we're taking on this Media Matters article written about James Edwards, and they just lie. So I want to know what a white supremacist is first, and I don't think there's a definition out there. You might say someone who believes that white people are better than everybody else because their skin color is white. And then in addition to being better than everybody else, you really want the downing of everyone else at the advancement of yourself. Now, that's as close to a definition as I can create, James. Would you agree that's kind of where they're trying to go, at least?
Yeah, I think that. And plus, it's also the most radioactive slur that they can hurl at somebody. And, I mean, it even carries more potency than racist and bigot, some of the other things that they typically brand people as when they want to shut them up or make them run for the hills. White supremacist is pretty much the one thing you don't want to be called in polite company.
Now, do you think that you're better than everybody else just because your skin color is white? Now, by the way, I'm not really sure if your skin color is white. I just have to believe what I'm told, right?
Well, this is the thing. You know, I actually don't post my real pictures on my website. I am a black man. And so on the media. But I mean, no. What I do believe is that every ethnic group, every race ought to have, I think that there are differences between the races. I wouldn't say one is inherently better at this. Each race does have different talents and attributes. I mean, that's for sure. But, what I do believe is that every group should have its
talking to your phone more.
Organizations. Every group should have its own organizations and its own spokespeople who exist to push forward the unique interests of that particular group. And of course, every group does have that, except for Caucasians. And when white people try to speak out in what might be in their best interest, they get shouted down as white supremacists, racists, neo-Nazis, all of the usual knee-jerk stuff. And of course, when other groups do that, they are not only not called bad names, they are very much allowed and encouraged and celebrated when they put their interests first. Not at the expense necessarily of somebody else, but just saying, I identify as this, and I want to make sure what we're working towards is going to be good for our people going forward. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. In fact, I think it's natural and healthy. I have no problem with other groups doing it, but don't call me names when we try to do it also.
And that's the problem, is these manipulative, hateful labels that they pass out so willingly to us. Now, let's make this clear. We don't know what a white supremacist is, and we don't know what a racist is, because it's all subject to interpretation. But no doubt, it's incredibly laced with hate whenever they use it, with derision, with mocking, with suggesting that you're somehow beneath any class of a citizen. You don't even deserve table scraps, if that's the way they label you. But you don't know what a white supremacist is, but you are pro-white, right? I want to define those differences, because one suggests you're better than everybody else and that you hate everybody else. The other one just suggests that you, you know, believe in your heritage and you'd like to see it continue and do well.
That's how I define pro-white. I define pro-white as I'm very proud of my ancestry. I'm very proud of Western civilization. I'm proud of the accomplishments that members, you know, I think everybody has a little pride in their tribe. I mean, most normal people have a pride in their tribe. It doesn't mean that you hate other people because you celebrate the traditions and the holidays and the language and the customs and the culture of your particular group. You know, again, that gets back to what we were saying earlier. When blacks do that, you say, well, of course they would. Why wouldn't they? When Jews do that, oh, well, of course. Even homosexuals now, oh, of course. But when white people do it, instantly, white supremacist this, racist that, neo-Nazi, and I reject that. And because I reject that, and because at this moment in time, I'm one of the few people in the country who are willing to just say, you know what, I'm impervious to that. I don't like being called these names, believe me, it's uncomfortable, but it's not going to make me back down because I truly believe I'm doing nothing wrong, nothing immoral, and nothing that I should feel guilty about.
Now, what's fascinating is they've even got you doing what we know we ought to not do, which is defend our position, because they know it's not even true, James. They know it's not true.
I believe that they do know it's not true, but again, it's not a matter of whether or not they believe it. They think that they can use this to harm me, which is, I guess, their secondary goal, but their main goal in this particular episode is to harm Donald Trump. And again, it goes to the whole 6 degrees of separation thing. I mean, there's a good chance, well, until this morning, Donald Trump probably never knew who I was. I mean, I applied for press credentials because I am a member of the media, whether they like it or not. I got the press credentials, and then we received from a third party an invitation to interview one of his sons. What do you do when you receive that? You say no?
No, of course. You accept it. You have a great interview. And by the way, I challenge everybody to listen to the racist interview that James and myself and Kirk Crosby did yesterday on the first hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. I challenge them to find out how racially divisive it was, okay? They won't find it. It was an incredible interview. We did a great job. We focused on America. We focused on Trump's campaign. We focused on a little bit about what it's like to be in the member of a family of Donald Trump, etc. Great interview, by the way. Now, this idea about the goal of advancing the white race. They say that you want to basically perpetuate the white race. And they then kind of make this strange. To me, the Bible says multiply and replenish the earth, James, and they're fine with everybody else doing that. They're fine with the Muslims doing it. They're fine. But white people, I guess, are not supposed to have any babies. Anytime you have a child, I think your goal is to advance your race or advance your gene pool. What do you want to say? Advance who you are?
Well, this is it, Sam. This is one of the things that they always use. Anytime that I'm getting skewered by the media, which is fairly often, one of the things they always do to prove why I'm a white supremacist is that in my statement of principles, you know, they never mentioned in the statement of principles that the number one thing in our statement of principles, we have 10 planks.
Focus on your phone, James.
We have 10 things that bring our show to life. 10 planks on our mission statement at thepoliticalcesspool.org. And the number one thing is that we are Christians and we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, they never mentioned that. They never mentioned that at all. But what they will mention is that one of our planks says, we want to revive the white birth rate to reach replacement level fertility. And they say this is ironclad, hardcore evidence that James Edwards is a white supremacist. How could he believe that it's healthy or good that white people don't become extinct, basically? And I think if you go out way into the future, Sam, that's exactly something that is on the table for people of European descent. You look at Europe, except for, I think there's one country in Europe that has replacement level fertility. That means a couple or families are having more than two children. Of course, a lot of people aren't getting married, and a lot of people who are married aren't having children anymore. And that's a shame. So I say, you know what? I want to see our people survive. You know, the irony is, I think you could argue effectively that I advocate for true diversity because I do maintain the natural order of things. I do maintain that everybody has a right to survive and thrive and be proud in who they are. But if you say you want whites to continue to exist, which is basically what I'm saying when I write we want them to have replacement level fertility, then you're a white supremacist. The opposite of that is to say that you want whites to continue to not have replacement level fertility, which, if extrapolated for many more centuries, or not that many more, frankly, then whites would cease to exist. So when they oppose me in that plank, they are saying effectively, we take the opposite position. We want white genocide.
Now, my response to that, though, is this. I don't want to just have replacement levels or fertility or whatever. I want to have a multiply and replenish the earth plan.
Well, right. And I think that's what everybody should have. You know, you've never seen.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Everybody should have. You don't only want white people to have that, James?
Well, of course. And this is the thing. I was sharing a story.
Everybody?
It's a true Whoa. Story. And I don't offer this as something that qualifies me as a good person. I don't think that you necessarily have to have a black best friend in order to be able to look yourself in the mirror. But the fact of the matter is, there was a black reporter who couldn't get in, and I helped her get in. I was the one who went and talked to the Secret Service about that. Now, that's just normal, polite Southern manners that I grew up with. I live in Memphis. I see blacks every day. What do these people think I do? I spit at them. I frown at them. I treat them like I would treat anybody else. And you can do that. You can be a normal person and still maintain the beliefs that I have. I don't think that they're inconsistent at all.
So you want everybody to be able to multiply and replenish the earth, huh?
Well, of course. I think everybody does. Everybody does. You know, that's the thing.
I don't think so. I think the whites are deceived into not having babies. They believe it's evil to perpetuate their race somehow due to the lies of the mainstream press.
An element of white guilt that's been instilled into the subconsciousness of our people. A lot of them would just rather die than have to walk along with that stigma. And when you have somebody like me who says, you know what, it's fine for everyone to be proud of who they are, then you get shouted down and they try to make an example out of you. But it just has, you just have to have a little courage, you know. Again, I don't enjoy this, but it's not enough to make me retreat, I can tell you that much, because as horrible as these defamations are, and they are defamation, and this is things taken out of context, I'll give you one example, but as horrible as they are, they pale in comparison to the sacrifice of blood and bone that people like George Washington had to sacrifice. You know, our sacrifices can't mirror that of people.
All right, we're going to take a call in a second. We're going to come back and talk about this. We're talking about this Media Matters piece. We're going to talk about how legitimate of a media organization Media Matters is, too. We'll take those suckers on. But James Edwards makes a statement on his radio show a lot that I wish they would put in the article in the, you know, in the fairness category. James always says, special privileges for none, equality for all. We'll talk about that, too, in seconds on your radio.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, before we continue with this discussion, Trevor wanted to call in, and somehow I lost his call. Trevor, you need to call back. The White Rose in Colorado, though, you're on the radio with Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, James Edwards, and I don't even need to know what color you are for you to be on the radio, sir. You have as much say as anybody else. Welcome. You there, White Rose? Hey, White Rose, are you there? All right. Well, so much for that.
I've heard that before.
Wait a minute. White Rose, Kurt?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He needs to be a different color of rose, like a black rose. Yeah, that would be okay, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Yeah.
James, White Rose, you're on the radio. Little, don't care what color you are, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Sam, I just got three quick things to say about pride. Okay? Now, I'm not denigrating anybody or calling anybody wrong for what they believe in and how they feel, but three things about pride. Pride's not a good thing. Pride goes before a fall. And why would anybody be proud about something that they have that no control over and it had nothing to do with them? If you're born white, it's not because you did anything. It has nothing to do with you. So to be prideful, you should only be prideful about something that you accomplished, maybe, but even that's not good because pride is a bad thing.
I understand, well, I understand what you're saying, but I'm not sure I understand the pride statement, though. No one's full of pride in an evil way. What James is saying, what I'm saying, what I hope you're saying is that you're proud of your heritage, you're proud of your ancestors, you're proud of who God made you. Is that okay to be?
Why would you be proud of your heritage or proud of your ancestors at all? There's nothing to be proud of. When you bring pride into it, that's when contention arises.
All right, you want to respond, Kurt? I'm proud of my heritage and proud of my ancestors and proud of what they've contributed to the world and I'm proud of my Christian heritage. I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of my ancestors.
I would say rather than be proud of all those things, what you should be is thankful for all those things rather than to be proud.
Right, I understand what you're saying. Now what we're doing, though, is debating terms, and I would come back and say, you know, there's a sense of pride in my children, in their accomplishments, and who they are and who they've become, and I wouldn't say evil proud pitting one against another. Kurt, do you want to respond to this?
Okay, all right, I agree with you there. To be proud of your children and their accomplishments is okay, but not so much to be proud of it.
Well, and I'm proud of the founding fathers and my heritage and my ancestors and who they were too. Kurt, I don't know what happened to you here.
Yeah, you know, White Rose. You know, when you look up proud in the dictionary, you get feeling pleasure or satisfaction over something regarded as highly honorable or creditable to oneself, having proceeding from or showing a high opinion of one's own dignity, importance, or superiority. Now, you know, you got to be kind of careful in saying you're superior above all, but the point is that, you know, you can be pleased with your efforts. You can want to basically say that your ancestors, those before you, those after you, you're happy with them. I don't know. You got all this political correctness these days.
But they always run around and say you should be happy with your black heritage. You're happy with your ancestry. You're proud of that.
That's
right. Be proud of who you are. Kind of. So
if it's Black History Month or whatever.
If it's looking down evil at someone else, then I agree with you, sir.
Yeah. All I'm saying, though, is that it says in the Bible, pride goeth before a fall for good reason.
Yes.
It's not in there for no good reason.
Yeah, that's right. And so we got to define kind of what we're talking about and what our intent is when we say we're proud. But your point's well taken. If your goal is to say we shouldn't look down at others and think of ourselves as superior, it's a great point. James, you want to respond?
Well, of course we should be proud of everything that we have and everything that we are, and it, our cultural DNA is part of that. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Be ashamed? I don't subscribe to that, and I don't think this caller would call into a minority show who was talking about having pride with who they are and in their sense of self and say the exact same thing. Very easy to do it when it's someone like me, I guess. But and of course, again, if you're proud to the point where you feel as though you are better and you should have ownership and lord over other people, then of course it comes to an extreme. As the Greeks said, all things in moderation, nothing in excess. I think a healthy amount of pride is quite a good thing.
All right.
I think this whole pride thing is the reason why they attack you so much, because you're a little too prideful for these people. They're allowed to be proudful because they're the ones with the power. But you can't be proudful because you don't have any power. You can't be proudful about God's graces. Can I make one more little quick comment?
Yeah, make it quick. We got other callers too.
My court case was the other day, and I screwed up. Because I wasn't knowledgeable about their administrative procedures, I didn't show up to a pretrial readiness hearing, and they violated my bond, and they put another warrant out for me. So I'm in deeper trouble than I was before. So I showed up in court on court day. And I'm sitting there, and the judge and the clerk comes out, and they say, "What are you doing here?" I says, "I'm here for the trial." And they chuckled, and they said, "Wow, we got a big warrant out for you." I says, "Oh, no." But they managed to straighten it out, and I had to call into court, and I got it all straightened out. I got a new date set for March 29th now.
All right, do the March 29th thing. This is a little bit off topic for the show today.
Yeah.
But you know what? We can talk about it another time, and our prayers are with you. I hope it goes well. Let's get Trevor's take. Trevor, Utah, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I agree with the whole divide and conquer thing. And I look at this last Oregon situation that we had, and we had the people trying to, you know, bloody up the situation by saying, "Oh, hey, you know, if a little kid pulls out a fake gun, he gets blasted by the cops. But if a bunch of guys take over a refuge, you know, just because they're white, they don't get shot." You know, it's a bunch of bull. The slaves are brothers. We're brothers with them. The fight and conquer stuff, it's for morons. It's not going to work in America. We're all Americans. The black people have been fighting and dying alongside us. The Mexicans have been fighting and dying alongside us in the wars for long enough. We're not racist. It's the leaders that want to divide us. That's all I want to say. God bless, brothers.
Thank you, sir. James, you want to respond?
Oh, I mean, a lot of what he says is true. And as I always say, equal rights for all, special privileges for none. I am not trying to take away the rights or privileges or ability to have pride and that the other people have for themselves. And to some extent, we are all part of the same country. So, you know, if we can eradicate the double standards, we'd be a lot further down the road, I think.
And that's why one of the statements you make on your radio program over and over, and I alluded to it right before the end of the last segment, was you want special privileges for none, equality for all. Is that true?
Well, that's right. I think that we should, under the law, and at the same time, if people want to choose to self-segregate, which most people do, of all races, by the way.
Just another phrase for that, though, for the media folks that want to fight us on this discussion. When you say self-segregate, what you really are talking about is free association. The founders taught that principle very clearly. It isn't necessarily segregation. It's just freedom to associate, and natural inclination is to associate those with whom you're most comfortable. There's nothing wrong with that either.
But true freedom is what I want, true freedom. And that's across the board, and that applies however an individual wants to apply it. except for, I mean, I draw the line at things that violate God's law, like homosexuality. I mean, there are some things that shouldn't be.
And we'll get into some of that next hour. Let's give Pete a chance. Hi, Pete.
Legal, but besides that, sure.
Hi, morning, fellas.
Go ahead, sir.
I was a Pat Buchanan supporter too, so I'm thankful for your work that you did with him out there. This racist thing just seems to me that the underlying tone of it has to do with immigration. Racism, somebody calling you a racist, tick. I'm a racist. I like them all, you know. But there's some of them I don't like. But there's some of them I do. So being called a racist, I don't know. I think it's just the way they say it. I wouldn't worry about it too much. But I do, however, have a problem with dual loyalists. And people who come into the country unlawfully or illegally, call them illegal aliens or whatever. But even in government, gentlemen, people who hold dual citizenship and then on top of that hold high position in our government and then dictate policy, I have an issue. I have issues about that because, like the good Lord said, you're not going to be able to serve two masters. And that's just a fact of life.
And that's why I started out talking about an immigration. I said before people wanted to come to America, they wanted to assimilate, they wanted to jettison their mother country. They didn't mind carrying some of their heritage and some of their traditions with them, but what they wanted to do was become Americans. They desired to learn English. They wanted to learn what made America the greatest country in the world. They wanted to become part of that, and they were willing to pledge allegiance to that ideal. And that's what we need if we're going to have immigration in America. We don't need people to come and build enclaves of segregation. We need people to come and become Americans and learn to live and breathe and eat and think and behave like Americans should. And that means treasuring God as the author of our liberty, not government, and standing for the protection of life, liberty, and property. That's crucial if you want to protect America. Pete, final statement's yours, sir, for the hour.
You know, Sam, those are great principles, and I agree with them wholeheartedly. But I just want you to go ahead and give some consideration to these people that are holding high position that have dual citizenship with other countries. And I'm sure because when we talk about the media, you always say they say racist, and they said this, and they said that. Let's call a spade a spade. I mean, come on. The bottom line is that there is...
Point well taken, sir. I don't mean to cut you off. We're just flat out of time this hour. Thanks so much, Pete. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.